Tony Marinaro from TSN 690 in Montreal joins us. Tony, good to have you back on the show, my man. So let's get right to it. Is a coaching change in order in your mind? Do you think that would help solve some of the issues in Montreal?
Going to make a huge mistake because I've always prided myself on being very opinionated, and my answer would be yes or no. To be very honest, I don't know, and I don't know because I don't even know what kind of team this is anymore. They're 13-1-1 at the beginning of the season, and I think they are a serious contender after all the moves Marc Bergevin made. And then they lose a couple, but they continue to win with regularity, and I still think they're a serious contender. And then they're winning despite Carey Price not playing well. And then I say to myself, this team is different than teams in other years because even without Carey Price or even with Carey Price not playing at his best, they're still winning. And then all of a sudden, I mean, they've played some really bad stinkers. The 10-0 game in Columbus, the 7-1 game in Minnesota against the Wild. They've been shut out three times in the past week. They've only scored 10 goals in their last seven games. They've only won six of seven. The only team they beat during that span was the Arizona Coyotes, and it took overtime to beat them. So, what I can tell you is this, is that the Canadiens have been decimated with injuries this year. The schedule has not been favorable to them. It's been very, very tough. The way it has been tough for some teams, and it will be tough for other teams in the next couple of weeks here. The game they lost last night was an absolute stinker. The game they lost in Colorado last week or a couple of days ago was a stinker. The game they lost against Philadelphia last week was a stinker. But could that be a culmination of, you know, playing the 3 and 4 nights? Like last night was their third game in 4 nights. The Canadiens had a healthy lineup last night, but it's the first time they've had a healthy lineup in at least 3 months. So, will they fire their coach? I don't believe they will. Not yet, anyway. Should they fire the coach? We can make an argument either way. We really can.
Carey Price, who, last season when he got injured, of course, the Habs kind of fell apart. This year he's healthy, but really for the last 2 months, Tony, he has not looked like the Carey Price that we've accustomed to and many believe is the best goalie in the world. What are you seeing lacking in his game right now?
Jason, I've been on this since early December. And I got to tell you, and I've been saying it the way it is, Carey Price was not playing well in December. Carey Price has been awful since. He's been awful. He went from the best goalie in the world to the best player in the world and then started off once again after a 10-month hiatus due to injury as the best player in the world again, then maybe down to the best player in the world after the way Crosby was playing. And now he's playing like one of the worst goalies in the league. Now, obviously, I don't think he's the worst goalie in the National Hockey League, but what's going on? What's going wrong? Everything. He doesn't come out to challenge the shooters. He's out of his net. His lateral movements aren't sharp. His focus is totally off. I mean, he looks like he's in the moon. He's got a terrible body language. He's got this defeatist attitude. He's got everything going wrong with his game. Now, having said that, like last night, Carey Price, playing the way Carey Price played 2 years ago, probably stopped a couple that he gave up. But, I mean, the Canadiens haven't been able to score, right? That's not Carey Price's fault. But that big save to come early on in the hockey game, you don't see it anymore. And I don't know what's wrong with Carey Price. You know, when I tell you that everything's wrong with Carey Price, well, at that point, where do we start? I mean, everything was wrong with Carey Price 5 years ago. And then it got better and better every day until 2 years ago. It got to the point where he was just absolutely unbelievable. He won 4 individual awards. Carey Price in the last 2 months has looked as bad or worse than the Carey Price of 5 or 6 years ago before he became Carey Price.
Now, you know, Jake Allen struggled for a long time. They tweaked the system in St. Louis. They went from man-to-man to zone under Yo, and now he's gotten back, and he's never been Carey Price. Is there a lot of breakdowns in front of him? Is that contributing at all to his to his challenges?
Yeah. Well, look, to answer your question, and this is when we talked about the fact that, you know, can you fire Michel Therrien? The no part, you know, the people that would say no, like, you know, you can say no because it's the first time he has a healthy lineup in 3 months. The break couldn't come at a better time. Let's see how they play when they come out of the break. He's been able to dodge bullets before, and it looks like he's got 9 lives. The Canadians are probably, you know, not where they want to be at the center ice position. The Canadians are probably... they could probably use a 20-goal scorer at left wing. The Canadians could most definitely use a left-handed puck-moving defenseman to play with Shea Weber. Those are the arguments you can make for Michel Therrien shouldn't lose his job. Now, the Michel Therrien that should lose his job argument, the best goalie in the world is playing terrible. The best shutdown defenseman in the National Hockey League for the last month has been playing absolutely awful. And he looks like he's 3,000 years old. The number one centerman on the team was great before he got injured. And when he came back, he looks like he's got no idea what's going on. The guy that has prided himself on being the hardest worker on the team this year, Alex Radulov, doesn't want to work whatsoever when he doesn't have the puck. But every game, you see lost faceoffs, which lead to big goals for the other team. And you see errors with reads and reactions in the defensive zone. And you see total breakdowns in structure. Now, these are things that a coach can control and prides himself on, right? Attention to detail. Winning faceoffs goes in that category. Structure, team play, discipline. All those things, they've been out the window for the last month. They look like they have no structure whatsoever. They look like they have no defensive awareness whatsoever. They look like there's no unity in the group whatsoever. They are not pulling in the right direction. There's been a lack of discipline. They're losing faceoffs. They're just their whole team game is out the window.
Tony Marinaro joins us from TSN 690. So clearly, it sounds like the bye might have come at a good time. Although they just have to get away. Then they will come back. Gallagher is close to returning to this team. What do you think Bergeron's going to do? Because when the bye week is done for the Canadiens, he's basically got 10 days, 9 days before the trade deadline. What do you think he's looking to do?
All right, so Gallagher returned last night, but wasn't very effective. Bergevin, who did an admirable job of adding on to the team since the summer, and I think we should point that out because it's not like, you know, a year ago he said, when I asked him if the coach was going to lose his job, he said no, and he assumed responsibility and said it's on him. He went out. He acquired Andrew Shaw. He signed Al Montoya. He signed Radulov. He made the deal for Weber. He brought in Kirk Muller as associate coach. Mark Bergevin did a real good job in the offseason of providing Michel Therrien with a lot of support. I think he's going to try and provide him with a little bit more until Therrien's destiny is somewhat sealed at that point if the Canadians don't rebound. So to answer your question, do I think he goes out and does something? Yes. Mark Bergevin says you can never have too many defensemen. They desperately need a puck-moving defenseman, a left-handed puck-moving defenseman who can play with Shea Weber because Alexei Yemelin, although he's played the part this year of being Weber's defense partner, is not a puck-moving defenseman. He's not the ideal defenseman for Weber. And you don't want to see him play that many minutes. Andre Markov's 38 or 39 years old. You don't want to see him on the first pairing either. So I believe he'll go out and he'll get a left-handed puck-moving defenseman. Can he use a forward as well? Absolutely. And everyone looks at the center ice. I don't have a problem with Philip Deneau being a center iceman with Radulov and Pacioretty on his wings. Arn Anisimov is the center iceman in Chicago behind Jonathan Toews. He plays with Patrick Kane and Artemi Panarin. He's never picked up more than 44 points in a season. You don't have to be a great centerman if you have great wingers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem with Deneau and Galchenyuk at center. What I can tell you is The Canadiens have five forwards. Deneau playing with Radulov and Pacioretty. And then Galchenyuk centers Gallagher on his right. But I don't think he has. They have anyone on the left side that can step up. So what I think the Canadiens need is a player who can score 25 goals a season. So ideally, what do they need? They need to add 25 goals to their lineup and a left-handed puck-moving defenseman who can probably pick up 40-plus points. That's not going to be easy.
Yeah, no, definitely I don't think it'll be easy. It'll be interesting to see what they do because, you know, the Habs got off to another very good start, and slowly, just as the season's gone, they've gotten worse. Basically, for the last 40 games, I think I saw the number. They've basically been a 500 team.
They've been awful. Look, they have lost. They've won only 18 of their last 42. To put things in perspective, and if you eliminate that 10-0 loss that they had in Columbus, in which Al Montoya definitely should have been pulled, in my opinion, after being down 3-0 in the first period, or at worst case scenario down 5-0, if you remove that game, Al Montoya's stats are better than Carey Price's. That's not normal. Even if you keep that game, the stats are right there. That's not normal.
Wow. Oh, Tony, great stuff as always, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you again soon. Cheers, bud.